Head coach Bill Belichick is joining us. Coach, it's a Pete Shepard along with Christian Fourier, and thanks for stopping. Thanks for taking a few minutes to chat with us tonight, or this morning, I should say.
Yeah, sure, Pete. How you guys doing?
Good, Coach. How are you?
Well, I've been better, but, you know, at least we weren't captured and taken prisoner. So.
All right, Coach. 30-10. A lot of people are pointing to, I think, the turning point in this game, obviously, was in the third quarter, first and goal at the one, and not being able to put it in. That seemed to take all the air out of what was left in the Patriots' balloon at that point. Is that fair to say?
Well, you know, that was sure. That was a big series there that hurt us, and then that coupled with, you know, giving up two long passes, and I'm going 90, whatever it was, 98, 99 yards right on top of it. Yeah, I mean, it's really as bad as it gets. So that was a 14-point swing, and you know, we certainly couldn't afford that at that point. I mean, you never really can, but, you know, not at that point in the game. So, you know, there's unfortunately a lot of, you know, several big plays against us, and, you know, offensively we just weren't able to, you know, get the ball in the end zone and score enough. And you know, you combine those two elements together, it's about what happened, about what the final score was.
Let's stick with the defense real quick. It seemed that there was no sacks at all tonight on Rivers. There wasn't a whole lot of pressure, and that seemed to open things up for them. They really had, you know, the long plays were a result. It seemed that they just could not get any pressure at all on Rivers, and he didn't have to move out of the pocket hardly at all.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're throwing those balls on first and second down, like most of them were. You know, it's hard to really, you know, generate a lot of pass rush pressure when you're trying to stop the running game. And, you know, and these guys have a good running game. So, you know, we didn't defend the deep ball very well. And, you know, with all due respect to the pressure and all, I mean, our third down defense wasn't the biggest problem we had. I mean, they converted a few, but for the most part, I thought our third down defense was competitive. You know, the biggest problem is giving up the long balls. And I don't think it's hard to, you know, get into a blitzing deal when they're in the ball, like, you know, like San Diego State ball running that. I don't really know, you know, if that's what you want to do. So
a couple of times tonight, several of those deep passes you're talking about, it seemed there was it meant to be one-on-one coverage, or were there safeties missing assignments or linebackers missing assignments on certain plays?
Well, I mean, we obviously didn't play them very well, so let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
You know, we just didn't defend them very well. And, you know, they caught three of them and had another pass interference. So, you know, anytime you give up that kind of yardage on that few plays, it's bad. And, you know, I thought we did a pretty good job on the running game, and we did a pretty good job on third down. But, you know, we've got to do better in the red area, and we've got to play better against the long ball. So, you know, that wipes out some of the good things that we did defensively. And it's the same thing on offense. You know, if you don't get the ball in the end zone and you're not able to do a good enough job on third down and in the red area, then, you know, that negates some of the positive things that happened. So, you know, we had our share of positive plays out there, but it was overridden by the negative ones, and there were some big ones there.
On offense, at least, you know, throughout the game, it seemed like there was a lot of one-on-one coverage with Randy Moss. Were you expecting that?
Well, yeah, that's kind of what they do. They play a lot of, blitz zone, and, you know, they played back off them. And then, you know, we had a couple chances to just get the ball down the field when they came up and pressed them in true one-on-one man coverage. And, you know, we were close to hitting them, but we just weren't able to connect there. And then, as the game went on, then they started coming up closer to the line of scrimmage and playing, you know, more of a pass defense, because of the score. You know, we weren't able to keep them honest, you know, when the score kind of got out of hand. But, you know, up until that point, we were trying to have some balance in our offense. And, you know, again, we weren't able to hit the deep ball opportunities that they were close, but, you know, we just weren't able to hit them.
And Matt Castle did seem very comfortable, at least early on, Coach, in the, you know, the start of the game and also the start of the third quarter. Things kind of fell apart a little bit in between, but he came out with five wides to spread offense to start the game, and he seemed pretty comfortable with that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the only problem we really had with it is then they blitzed us, and we weren't able to, you know, handle that well and threw an interception, and, you know, that was kind of the bad play in that formation. But, you know, again, I thought there were, you know, a lot of positive plays there, both early in the game and in the third quarter. We just, you know, weren't able to, you know, to make one more play or finish a play, you know, and maybe we get one of those deep balls and get the ball in at the, you know, the start of the third quarter, and, you know, we're in a tie game. But, you know, we weren't able to do that and then give up a couple long ones on defense, and, you know, and it's 24-3. So, you know, that's the way it is in the National Football League. You got to make those plays, and tonight the Chargers made them. We didn't.
Well, I know going into the locker room at the end of the second quarter at halftime, the camera was following you. Josh seemed very animated. You weren't saying much, but he was very animated. Can you talk about any of that? What was going on there at all?
Well, I just think the whole tone in the locker room was that, you know, we had our opportunities, you know, as a football team in the first half, and you know, we had a couple deep balls that we just missed, and you know, we had a couple third downs that we just missed. And, you know, defensively, we played a lot of plays pretty well, but we played a couple plays poorly. And again, those poor plays overrode, you know, a lot of the good ones. And so, you know, we're trying to eliminate the bad ones and keep the good ones going. And that's, you know, it's really the whole nature of the entire half, you know, in all – really all three phases of the game, but particularly on offense and defense.
All right, Coach. Well, I want to talk about getting into the Denver Broncos for next week. You're coming back. You're probably not going to land here until early, you know, later on this morning, obviously. The Denver Broncos got upset today at home by Jacksonville. But another tough game for you guys on Monday night. Mike Shanahan, you know what a great coach he is. And how do you assess the Denver Broncos so far?
Well, you know, they're a very explosive team, Pete. They offensively, you know, have really opened up the offense, and Cutler's gotten the ball to the receivers. They've been in the shotgun and been in passing formations a lot more than they used to when they really kind of featured the running game and bootlegs and plays like that. I mean, they still do those, but they've complemented that with you know, a lot of spread formations, shotgun, some empty packages and things like that, and they had a lot of success doing that early in the season, and I didn't see today's game, but you know, they've had success, you know, in the first quarter of the season, third of the season, doing those kind of things. So you know, defensively, they've got a you know, their fast team, their linebackers, you know, like Bailey and Williams and Webster, and those guys are fast. And they pursue very well, and you know, they make a lot of big plays, and they're experienced secondary with you know, McCree back there, who used to be at San Diego, and of course Champ Bailey and Dre Bly, you know, guys that are pretty savvy corners. So you know, they're a good football team. They've lost two tough games to Kansas City and Jacksonville, but they're a very potent team. They're capable of scoring a lot of points, and you know, and they're tough defensively, you know, as they showed against Tampa.
And what do you think of Jay Cutler and his development the last couple of years as quarterback?
Well, I think this is, you know, kind of the year that Coach Shanahan's really opened things up for him and taken him from, you know, a lot of play action and some third down stuff to, you know, at times on first and second down, just, you know, opening it up and going three, four, five receivers and spreading the field and you know, giving them a lot of options at that position. Of course, he's a very good runner, and he's got a tremendous arm. He can throw the ball, you know, as well as any quarterback in the league. He's got a cannon for an arm. He puts a lot of zip on the ball, and he can throw it very accurately down the field and outside on the sidelines and things like that. So, you know, I think that Mike's really opened things up this year, offensively more so than I've seen him in the past, and it's resulted in, you know, some pretty big productive days for him.
All right, Coach, now it's time for our CleanEnergyAction.net Coach's Question of the Week, and this week's question comes to us from Tom in Everett. And Coach Tom asks, now that you've stayed on the West Coast for the last 2 weeks and two games, do you plan on doing the same thing for the two West Coast games in December at Seattle and at Oakland?
Well, it's something that we'll definitely look into. I thought that we had a good week of preparation, and really, you know, we try to talk about things before the game as to, you know, how it went and so forth, and everything was very positive. So, you know, I don't want to, you know, react just to the, you know, the final score of this game and say, well, you know, last week, you know, was or wasn't good just based on the final score. We tried to, you know, analyze it at the end of the week before the game was played to, you know, be more objective about it. So it's definitely something that we'll look into. And, you know, moving the whole operation from Boston to California is, believe it or not, it's quite an undertaking when you talk about training and video and equipment and staffing and all those kind of things. And so, you know, our guys did a great job of it, but, you know, we'll just have to weigh out whether that's, you know, the most beneficial thing to do the next time around. But it certainly will give some consideration to.
All right, Coach, I really appreciate it. I know it's tough after a loss like this tonight, but thanks so much for taking some time out with us, and have a safe flight home, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good, Pete, Christian. All right, thank you.
All right, Coach.
Okay, Bill, thanks.